Mandy hated the way Hal flirted and played with the other women. Hal had flirted with Mandy. She was beautiful, with long, dark hair, very nice tits, and an athletic figure with an amazing ass. Mandy stayed strictly focused on work, and every time Hal flirted with her, she came off a bit cold. She was never rude. Well, he is the boss. But she was just a bit standoffish. A couple of weeks back, Mandy was working late to catch up on some work. She often worked late because she's a conscientious employee, plus she liked getting overtime. It was 2 weeks before Valentine's Day, one of the busier times for sex toy shops, so she had a little backlog of orders. Mandy was busy tapping away at her keyboard, updating the latest shipping status reports, when she heard voices down the hall. She was certain everyone had left for the day. She stopped typing to listen, and the voices stopped. As she started typing again, she heard the voices once more. Mandy stood from her desk and listened. There was definitely someone in the building, but Mandy was not sure who it was. She opened the door to her office slowly and stepped into the hallway. Her heart was racing. She could hear the muffled sound of a man coming from just down the hall near Hal's office, but it didn't sound like Hal. Mandy noticed a light on in Hal's office. He hadn't said he would be working late. He had left earlier in the day, and she never heard him come back. She got to the door of Hal's office. The door was cracked open about 4 inches, but there was only silence. As she tiptoed past, she heard a woman's voice. She recognized the voice. It was Gabby. That stopped Mandy in her tracks. She was now intrigued, so she moved towards the door so she could hear more. Mandy still didn't recognize the voice as Hal's, so she decided to try to take a peek. She stood at the door and strained to get a glimpse of the activity. Mandy gently pushed the door open wider, not wanting to make a sound and give herself away. It worked, because Mandy managed to get the door open enough to see what was going on, but not enough that she would get caught. Well, she hoped not.